Circuit Court Judge Joanna Tabbett sits at her desk, taking notes in a yellow legal pad as she reviews a stack of about a dozen cases.
Every judge that you talk to in the state of West Virginia will tell you that their dockets are completely filled with abuse neglect cases.
Almost 9 out of every 10 of these cases involve a parent who struggles with addiction. As a judge, Tabbett decides which children stay in foster care and which ones are reunited with their birth families. She says the ultimate goal is to get the kids back with their parents. But that only happens in about half of all cases.
The time frames are just too tight.
Usually, parents are given about a year to prove they are able to kick their addiction.
And you're not going to be able to get everyone into recovery and to get everyone where they need to be, because most people do relapse. That's just part of the addiction process.
There are about 7,000 kids in foster care today in West Virginia. That's up almost 70% in 6 years. Spending has gone up, too. The state estimates the state and federal government will spend more than $330 million this year on child welfare services. Foster care is part of that.
We recognize we have a child welfare crisis in this state.
Bill Crouch is with the State Department of Health and Human Resources.
We have had to take children and keep them in overnight in a hotel or motel somewhere close.
Children sometimes stay in a hotel with a social worker, or even inside a state office on a cot or a blow-up mattress. The first thing social workers do when a child needs to be removed from their home is to try to find a relative, like a grandparent. But if no relative will take them, they turn to a foster care agency, like the Children's Home Society in Charleston. On a Friday afternoon, the phones are ringing off the hook.
Happy Friday. This is Charlotte.
Charlotte Barnett is a social worker. On this day, Barnett and her staff are often scrambling in a frenzy, trying to find someone who will take a child, even just for the weekend. Every spare inch of their building is filled with piles of donated baby clothes, car seats, and toys. Barnett trains and oversees about 30 foster families in Kanawha County. And when Child Protective Services calls looking for a family, she's the one who picks up the phone day and night.
I'm sure that those workers have been working all day to try to find a home. It's heartbreaking.
On this day, a call comes in that a home is needed immediately for 3 children, siblings.
Yeah, right now I have no idea because everybody I have right now is totally full, so.
Barnett and the other social workers call every foster family on their list.
We got a slight situation here at the Charleston office and I need a little help.
By late afternoon on a Friday, a home is finally found for all 3 kids for one night. Then, the next morning, social workers enlist a wider search across the state to find a home for the long term. This type of situation is common inside West Virginia's foster care system. These kids then have to deal with the emotional fallout that comes from the chaos. And the job of helping them work through that trauma often falls on the foster parents. For Appalachia Health News, I'm Roxy Todd in Charleston, West Virginia.